Anchor, what's going on? It's your girl, Sharice. The holiday season is upon us. Oh my goodness. I love the holiday season. I'm going to tell you, though, one thing that I no longer subscribe to about Christmas is the gift giving. I do not do the gift giving thing. I feel that I did for a long time. Because it's what I was raised doing. That's what we did at Christmas. We bought gifts. You know, we would receive gifts. We would make lists even of gifts that we wanted. My brothers and I would get the Sears and the JCPenney catalogs. Oh, do you remember? We would get the JCPenney and the Sears catalog, and we would make our list of our ideal toys and clothes, and oh my gosh, sweet memories of that. But that's what we did. That's how I was raised, is that Christmas is a time of gift giving to your family and to your friends. But in recent years, in just recent years, I started asking the question, why do we do that? You know, because sometimes we just do things because it's what everyone around us is doing. It's what our families have done. It's tradition. In our own families, we know that our coworkers are doing it. Our church members are doing it. Our neighbors are doing it. It's what you do at Christmas. If you are a Christian and you're celebrating Christmas, that's what we understand to be the practice. So we participate. And I said, okay, I am a Christian. I get the essence of Christmas. I know the story of Jesus' birth from the Bible. And they brought gifts to him. Mary and Joseph didn't have any. The gift was Jesus, okay, from God to the universe, right? So I started saying, well, this is kind of silly then. You know, it doesn't make sense. And so I've since done some research online, and I plan to do more research about where this gift-giving tradition is rooted in. And thus far, what I find online is it's basically manipulation from retailers to the public. It started as some type of exchange on New Year's Eve, and then it got pushed up to this Christmas thing. So, and then, I mean, if you do further research, we know that Jesus was not even born in December. So I'm going to research that further. So who chose that? Where'd that come from? But anyway, holiday cheer is here, regardless of all of that little stuff, those details there. And I'm happy. What I most like about the holiday season is that it's supposed to be a time of cheer. It's supposed to be a time of rest, reflection, happiness, fellowship. And that's what I really like about it. That's what I really, really, really enjoy about it. So I'm happy for those reasons that the season is upon us. And I just wanted to say, and all of that to my Anchor family, Merry, Merry Christmas. Happy, prosperous, peaceful, and healthy, happy new year to each of you. I truly pray and wish you all the very best. Until next time.